Welcome to No Sugar,
Just Spice.
I'm Sheer.
And I'm Sen.
1, 2, 3, hi. Okay, I think that was good.
As we navigate the early stages of our careers, we wanted to bring you a weekly dose of our unapologetic dialogue.
I was like, ha 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 ha.
Oh yeah.
No.
Join us every week as we dive into topics on all of our minds and cover all the latest trends, obsessions, and struggles we encounter on the daily.
We're getting personal and professional, and we're here to talk about it all. No sugarcoating, no BS, just a little bit of Middle Eastern spice.
Get ready for an authentic exploration of all the highs and lows, because life's too short for sugar-coated stories. This is No Sugar, Just Spice, where honesty meets the mic.
Welcome back, everybody.
Are we rolling already?
We're rolling.
All right. Let's just get right into it.
Dive in
head first.
What's been going on, Sen?
We haven't spoken in a while. It feels like that's what happens when we don't speak for a week. Because you've been traveling the globe. Did you feel like Europe was different than the last time you went? Like, did you feel just because of the war and everything going on?
Oh my God. I mean, there were like Palestinian flags like on the train. There was like somebody at the train station holding up a sign saying stop the genocide. There was like...
And are these people Palestinian? I always wonder, or are they just...
Honestly, Elliot did not let me engage with them. I would have gone up to them and had like full-on conversations. You know me, like I am not one to be scared to like confront these people. But because it's Europe and people are actually crazy over there sometimes, like I kept a distance. But the guy in Amsterdam that had the sign looked like he was Dutch. I mean, he looked like just a regular Dutch guy that was like involving himself in this. But like in Brussels, it was a lot of like Moroccans that I saw, a lot of some people like saying that they had like Palestinian roots.
Did you see a lot of ceasefire signs?
Maybe only like once.
I just want to ask these people about the ceasefire. Like, we have agreed to ceasefires many times. As recently as a few days ago, we offered 700 terrorists who have killed Israelis. We offered to free them in exchange for our innocent people, babies included. And nope, that deal's not good enough.
They don't value human life like we do. They don't, but they have admitted it.
But you would think that they would even value killers that they, you know, we would think that they would want those people back. I mean, I don't know. That's a whole controversial subject. Like, I don't know how I feel about releasing 700
terrorists,
killers. Like, that's just terrifying. But I mean, anything, like on our side, we'll do anything to get our people back. Literally anything.
Yeah, but they know that. And that's why they're dangling this in front of our heads. And then they reject it. And then they wait for us to come back. And then they do the same thing. It's very simple. If you are demanding a ceasefire and you are still demanding the ceasefire today after multiple hostage negotiation deals have been rejected by Hamas, you are not asking for a ceasefire. You are asking for Israel to remain defenseless and to not defend its people. That is what you're doing if you're asking for a ceasefire today, because Israel has tried many times to agree to negotiating with a terrorist organization, which are clearly unfair terms. But we still agree to, just so we can end this thing.
Yeah.
I can't have a conversation with anybody that's still like is saying ceasefire. Like, you're preaching to the wrong choir. Go tell Hamas that.
Ugh, it makes me just so frustrated. I'm just over it. It does kind of go along with the group chat lately. It hasn't been full of positive, fun stuff, unfortunately. It's been mostly negative war-related news. And what happened yesterday with this cargo ship in Baltimore.
Okay.
In the bridge. God, was really, why are we laughing?
I'm laughing because of the group chat on Instagram.
Oh.
Okay. That's why I'm laughing. So now I'm going to give you guys some context here because I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where I stand on the subject. Who knows? I feel like people will be out to get us on social media if we talk about this, but we live in America. We live in a free country. We can talk about conspiracies.
Be your tagline. We live in America. We live in a free country. We should be able to talk about conspiracies. That is the Naya, everybody.
We're getting blacklisted. Forget about it. But I mean, shit keeps happening. That is just like, things don't make sense anymore. So like, what does make sense? What's shocking? I don't know. So what Cheer's referring to is our group chat with our friend who maybe influences me a little bit too much sometimes. But I mean, I also influence her in other ways. So, you know, it's who knows what kind of how you can describe the relationship. But there are a lot of speculations out there that the cargo ship hitting the exact point of the bridge that collapsed the entire thing was a terrorist attack or a cyber attack or, you know, some kind of foreign intervention from people that hate America. And I don't know, I could see both sides. But the scary thing is, will we know what the truth is? Probably not. I don't know. On the other hand, my sister did raise a good point. If it was a terrorist attack, why in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. when there's less people on the bridge? Like, why not do it during a more active time? Not that I'm giving any ideas to any terrorists. But
they already had investigators look into it who said that this was an accident and not...
Yeah, but who can we trust?
Terrorism.
Who can we trust here? Anyways, I don't think we'll ever know the truth. But just something to think about, especially after what happened in Moscow. That was ISIS related.
I mean, that was literally terrorism.
How is ISIS back? I thought ISIS was gone.
No. The thing is, this is the problem with however you want to call it, extreme Islamist organizations.
You cut off the head, a new one grows.
Because it's not a physical entity, it's an ideology.
Yeah.
These are ideologies they instill in society, they instill in youth. Like you can, like even with this war right now, with Hamas in Gaza, Israel can destroy every single Hamas platoon, brigade, whatever. Hamas is not going to disappear. It can come back in 20 years or even in 5 years because all of the younger...
Yeah, it's brewing in the West Bank.
It's brewing everywhere. Like even like, unfortunately, a lot of these like younger generation in Gaza are going to grow up extremely pissed that everything was taken away from them during this war, blaming Israel. And then some of them might actually be recruited into Hamas in a few years from now. That's why this never ends, you know?
Yep. And a lot of that is breeding its way into our Ivy League universities. These ideologies, just so scary.
Not even just Ivy League, every university.
I know. But like...
It's shocking that these like educated future of America students are believing a lot of this stuff and advocating for the wrong side, but...
Yeah, I don't know. There's just crazy stuff happening. Have you been seeing on TikTok these girls that are getting punched in the face randomly walking around the streets of New York?
Yes. Have you seen that? Did the girl that had like a huge hematoma like right here and she had to go to the hospital?
And there was like tons of them.
This happened more than once? I just saw the one girl on TikTok yesterday.
No, it's like a whole thing. And then like people are warning girls. It's apparently girls or women who are looking at their phones walking. And I don't know if it's one guy or it's just a movement or what's going on, but no explanation. Like just imagine you're just walking. You're so caught off guard and you just get punched in the face. How would you react?
Oh.
I would cry immediately.
First of all, I would go up to him, take a photo of him and call the police. 100%.
The worst part is that people are witnessing this and not doing anything.
That's what I was thinking too. She said that this guy was walking his dog and she like only realized when she like picked up her head and the girl that I saw said that like another girl saw this and went up to her to try to help her, but she was so shocked that she just like gathered her shit and went home. But apparently that girl reported it to the police because when she called the police, they said that someone else already reported it in.
Yeah, it's happening. It's happening a lot. I mean, I don't know if this is just... I don't know. Who knows what's going on TikTok, but I don't know, man. I'm just so concerned. And this is just going along with the theme this week of dark shit happening in the group chat, dark news. Have you been seeing the Nickelodeon stuff?
Oh my God, with Drake Bell.
My God, I watched the whole 4-part documentary.
You did?
It's called Quiet on Set.
Zendaya, fill me in right now, please, because I'm not going to watch that.
Honestly, like it was very hard to watch, but at the same time, like you can't stop watching.
Is it all about Drake Bell or is it like other people?
No, it's about Nickelodeon and specifically like a lot of focus on Dan Schneider and a few people that worked on his set, like writers, coaches. Like apparently there was 4 people that worked for him that like... sex offenders or like sexually assaulted.
A Nickelodeon set?
Yeah. There's one girl, I forgot her name, but she's not somebody super famous. Like she kind of got, like she was on All That or something in the beginning and when she was very young and was messaging like one of the, I think he was like an assistant like, I forgot what his name is, but he was an assistant and he was supposed to be like looking out for the kids. How ironic. Like, so that, because these are like, they're not teenagers even. They're like 8 years old, 9 years old, 7 years old. And this guy was like texting this 8-year-old girl and the mom found out, but apparently the mom didn't do anything at the time. Who knows why? She said like she didn't want, like at that time, it was just not accepted and people would have looked down at her daughter at the time. Whatever, he ended up getting caught. They found, I don't know, like they found underwear in his house and like all kinds of like child pornography.
Oh my God. When, recently or like back then?
No, this was a while ago. And then there was also the dialect coach, Brian Peck, who's the one that assaulted Drake, which like, so first of all, okay, let's like rewind a little bit. Nobody knew at the time who the victim was.
Because it's sealed, no, the record, because he was young.
Yeah.
He was a minor.
Yeah, he was 15 when it happened. Everyone like knew this guy, Brian Peck. He was like, do you remember on the Amanda show, the pickle guy?
Yeah.
Like he would come out with the pickles. It's that guy.
He's the one that assaulted Drake?
Yeah. His like coach at the time. And Drake Bell's dad is like such a sweetheart. And he was Drake's manager at the time and like a very good guy, which is rare in this time because... Mm-hmm. Usually, if you're a parent of a child actor, it's like you're kind of going into it for the wrong reasons, right? Because you're kind of using your kid to make a living. So all of these parents are kind of sketch, to be honest with you. But Drake Bell's dad seemed like a good guy. And he had a bad feeling about this Brian Peck guy. He was like, this guy's always with my son. Like, he's like kind of touchy with him. Like, I just get a bad vibe. And he complained about him and people told him like, you know, this guy's homosexual. So like, maybe you're just homophobic. And that's why, like, you're just have never been around like a gay person before.
That was their response to Drake's dad's concern over his son.
This was before anything happened with Drake. He just got a bad feeling. And Brian Peck, the coach, like kind of caught on that his dad was catching on to him. So he was like very close to Drake and putting it in his head that like your dad is not a good guy. He's trying to like use you. He's going to steal your money. So he distanced Drake from his dad. And he was like, he shouldn't be your manager.
What?
So yeah, fully pushed Drake's dad out of the picture. And his dad is so cute. Like it makes me want to cry thinking about him. And he was like saying in the interview, he was like, okay, like I won't be his manager, but so his mom ended up coming into the picture.
Hold on. This guy, Brian, convinced Drake that his dad shouldn't be his manager. Drake fired his dad and then his mom became his manager?
Like, obviously this is I'm like speeding it up. It was like a grooming process.
No, obviously this took a long time.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Just like putting things in his head to distance his dad. So his mom comes into the picture and he's like, okay, fine. Like, I won't be his manager, but I'm begging you to, this is what he said to his ex-wife. Don't ever leave Drake alone with this guy. Like, I'm telling you right now, don't. And obviously like that didn't happen. And like the mom was kind of in and out of the picture. I don't know. They didn't go into too much detail about her, but so like Drake would end up like sleeping at his house a few nights a week because he lived far away and blah, blah, blah.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah, it's really haunting and triggering. And then one night he like woke up, he was like had slept there like a bunch of times before and then woke up to him assaulting him. Like he didn't go into detail about what happened, but he said like,
what?
The worst things like you can imagine done to a person is what happened to me.
While he was sleeping?
Yeah. Crazy.
Did this guy go to jail?
So wait, I'll get into that. Okay, so this is happening like for a few times, okay? This, I don't know.
Hold on, Drake never told his parents about any of this?
Not yet. So like it happened a few times and like, so now Drake had a girlfriend. Fast forward a little bit. It was his girlfriend's mom that caught on to what was happening because Brian Peck kept calling him and Drake was like ignoring him, trying to avoid like going to his house and like slowly trying to push his way away from him. And then he ended up calling the girlfriend's house and the mom was like, okay, like this is very weird. So she asked Drake what was going on. And then she like recommended that Drake talk to a therapist because he wasn't opening up about it. Mm-hmm. So it came out that way. And then the girlfriend's mom ended up telling Drake's mom, and then they ended up suing him or whatever. And the worst part about all of this is the guy did only went to jail for, I'm like ruining the whole documentary. This is for people, I guess.
Spoiler, if you want to watch it, do not listen to this. I should have said this from the beginning.
This is all in episode 4. So like they only get into Drake at the end of episode 3 and then episode 4. This is basically ruining those 2 episodes. But anyway, so takes him to court. And in the courtroom, there's a bunch of people in Hollywood, actors, that are on Brian Peck's side. And Drake is seeing this in the courtroom.
People from Nickelodeon or like people that were just like people in Hollywood?
No, just people in Hollywood. Some people you would recognize today. I don't know them by name, but people that you, if you saw their face, like you would know who they are.
Just makes me sick.
Really crazy stuff. So anyways, they even had a confession of him on the phone. Like that's how far this got. Like it's not like they were willing to believe Drake's word alone. Like they needed him to get a confession from him on the phone, which Drake did. And like that's what ended up getting him in jail, but only for 16 months, I think. And then guess who hired him right after he got out?
This producer from Nickelodeon.
No. Well, no, he couldn't go back to Nickelodeon, but Disney Channel hired him and he worked on The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
What? Is this a joke?
Isn't that insane?
That would never happen today. Thank God, like, we've made a lot of reform in this area and that would literally never happen.
I think he's still, like, a lot of these people are still working with kids. Like,
wait, that, like, is shocking to me. Did Zack and Cody ever talk about this?
No, not yet.
Did he, I mean, maybe, I mean, I'm sure after jail, he didn't dare do anything. I mean, who knows at Disney?
Who knows, honestly? I really hope not. But like, is it that hard to demand from our justice system? Like, if you hurt a kid, don't ever let them work with a kid again. Like, okay.
Yeah. No, but usually there is. Usually like when they're registered like child molesters, like they're not allowed to be within a certain radius, no?
Yeah, they're not allowed to work at Starbucks, but apparently they're allowed to work with kids on set.
It doesn't make any sense.
So Dan Schneider wasn't, there's no proof of him actually doing anything. Like there's lots of people who worked with him, like writers and actors and stuff that spoke in the series about just like his sick sense of humor. You just have to see on TikTok. There's so many clips of like from iCarly, Victoria's, Zoe 101, where it's just like adults touching these, they're kids at the time. Like also Amanda Bynes, like so many.
Can we talk about Amanda Bynes for a second? Is she okay?
I think that girl knows it all about him.
I think that she probably has the most intel.
Yeah, but that's the scary part is that she's way too far gone for us to even ever find out. She went on a rant years ago on her Twitter, like she had like a fake Twitter account. And she said that she was knocked up by her creepy boss and had to get an abortion when she was like 14 years old. And who was her only boss?
Which boss?
Her only boss was Dan Schneider. Like she was on a million of his shows.
No.
Yeah.
What the actual hell went on at Nickelodeon back then?
It's all coming out.
This is like ruining my entire childhood. Like all of these shows. Like what a dark history.
That's why it's so hard to watch. Because it's like you feel violated. You feel like your youth was stolen. Like we thought we had like the prime time of TV.
The prime Disney Channel, the prime Nickelodeon, like poor kids were literally being assaulted and like inappropriately like managed.
I mean, things are definitely better now, thank God, for like the Me Too movement and everything, but who knows what's still going on. Like I know I would never let my kids enter the entertainment industry. It's just...
I mean, that's like acting. I mean, I remember when I was like really young, I did modeling here and there. There was like a few times where like it would like get serious and they would want me to like go to this shoot or fly somewhere or whatever. I can't remember what it was. And my parents like at one point just cut it off and they were like, no, like we're not putting her in this world. Like it's just too much. So I stopped when I was like, I think 5.
Thank God. And you would get also punished. Like you hear from a lot of kids that were like let go or replace because their parents were too annoying. Like they were just like, I don't like that. I don't like my son doing that or I don't feel comfortable. And they would just be out. You know what I mean? And then that would drive a wedge between the kid and the parent, because the kid's like, mom, you're ruining this for me, but they don't have any understanding of what they could have went through at the time.
Well, did, because Josh Peck was on Drake and Josh, like with Drake, but like, what's his opinion on the whole thing?
Josh has a podcast. I don't know if you know.
With Boy With No Job.
Yeah. So anytime Nickelodeon gets brought up, like in the past, he's always been like, oh, like, don't like talking about Nickelodeon. Don't like talking about Drake and Josh. And he always has spoken very poorly about Drake, like pretends like they never had a friendship. Like, it's been very weird. So now everybody's been coming for Josh. Like, I can't believe like you would be this like bad of a friend. Like, when Drake went through all this stuff, like everyone's really coming. And Josh posted a TikTok that was just like not the right timing. Like, I don't think it was intentional, but it was just like a weird TikTok that he posted right after all this stuff came out. But then Drake came out and he was like, listen, Josh called me. Like, he didn't know what was going on at the time. Like, we spoke, like, please leave him alone. So I don't think he knew.
I saw something on Instagram that Josh said that he reached out to Drake. Like, he said that he watched the whole documentary and then reached out to Drake.
Yeah. So I don't think he knew about what was going on. And also, this happened, what happened to Drake was right before Drake and Josh.
What do you mean? I thought it was on the set of Drake and Josh.
No, it was on the set of the Amanda show, I think.
I keep forgetting that Drake was on the Amanda show.
Yeah. That's how it, like, they were all on previous shows, and then they, like, the stars got like their own spinoff from it. Cause remember, and then Miranda Cosgrove got her break from Drake and Josh. And then, like, it's like everybody came from the show before.
The Amanda show was really like a pivotal moment.
I know.
I'm so sad for her. I love, she was like such one of the biggest actresses of like our time when we were growing up.
I know. She was really a star. Like, she was hilarious. It's so sad.
Literally every time I see her post like a video or something on social media, like, I still can't believe it's her. I look at her face and I'm just like, I can't believe it's her.
How does that happen? Like, a lot of trauma.
Like, I really just want to understand how this happened.
Well, she also didn't have a good relationship with her parents. Like, she's also made claims that her dad abused her. I mean, this is all when she was having her mental breakdown. So at the time, everyone's like, oh, she's crazy. She's crazy.
Yep.
And then after, we all feel, the whole world feels bad. It's like the same thing with Britney Spears. Like, they have this mental breakdown. They're like probably screaming for help. And everyone's like, what a nut job.
Yep.
And then years later, we feel terrible. And like, we still do it. Like, it's just crazy.
I heard that they reached out to Amanda Bynes to participate in Quiet on Set.
Yeah, and she said no.
Why?
Who knows? Who knows?
Because they had worked together a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Do you remember that show, What I Like About You?
Mm-hmm.
I love that show. So he was a...
She was also in like All That.
Yeah, well, that's where she started.
No.
But What I Like About You was like after the Amanda show, like when she was growing up a little bit. And Dan Schneider was a producer on that show or a writer or something. And was removed from the show at some point. Like, he wasn't allowed to work on the set anymore. But
really?
For unknown reasons. Like, he says it was a personal choice. But in the documentary, they state otherwise. It's a lot of sketchy stuff.
Maybe Amanda just didn't have that experience. She was the star of his entire, like, of his career at Nickelodeon. Like, maybe she got special treatment and like fortunately didn't have to go through any of that.
So you think she was lying about the abortion thing?
No. Okay, first of all, no. Like, if she's saying she had it, I believe her. But maybe it was with somebody else.
I don't know. I think she had like a weird relationship with him. Because like at some point she like wanted to get emancipated from her parents and she wanted to live with Dan.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe they were really close. Like,
they were, but like maybe he crossed the line also. There's so many weird skits. Do you remember like the skit of them in the bathtub?
The bathroom girls? Like,
in the bathtub, in the jacuzzi.
Not like the bathroom girls. What was it called?
The girls' room.
The girls' room.
No, not that one. There was like a skit with her and Dan Schneider in the jacuzzi, which like looking back on it is like very weird.
On the Amanda show?
Yeah. She'd be like, she's like, can I have a raise? And he's like, no. And she's like, well, how about a plate of spaghetti? And then they would like,
oh,
they would eat the spaghetti.
I do remember that. That was Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
This guy's sketchy as.
And remember, Amanda, please.
Amanda, please. Amanda, please.
Do you remember what her name was?
No, I don't have this kind of memory.
Penelope Taint. Taint, which like is a perverted word.
Is it? What does taint mean?
It's like, it's a part, like a part of your butt.
What?
Yeah.
Taint? I have never heard of this in my life.
Well, look it up. I'm not going to get into it, but look it up after.
Okay, hold on. I got to look it up now. Penelope Taint. Oh, here. Oh my God, with the glasses. I remember her. Oh, here. Amanda Bynes fans. Oh, this was published like a week ago. Amanda Bynes fans disgusted as they learned the real meaning of Nickelodeon character's name. Wait, what? Viewers of Investigation Discovery's new docuseries, Quiet on Set, were shocked as female writers Christy Stratton and... Here, the character was named Penelope Taint, and Christy explained the disturbing meaning behind it. She said, he came up with the name Penelope Taint. The taint is a part of the body that is between... No. No.
There's so many things like this here.
Guys, I'm
so
sorry. Many. I feel
in
really
all,
bad, but I'm not repeating
the shows.
It. I'm not repeating
and
this.
That's why I couldn't.
I'm not repeating it, but you guys can look it up. It's T-A-Y-N-T, her name, Penelope Taint.
Here, there's endless examples of like his sick jokes. And these are kids.
I don't like this. I'm not watching the Nickelodeon shows again, even though I've seen all of them multiple times growing up. But like, I... just makes me so sad that they took advantage of children.
So, so sad.
Are they going to do the same thing for Disney Channel? Because Disney Channel has like equally effed up stories, okay?
I'm sure like this is going to start a whole movement. And I'm sure this is like just scratching the surface. And we're about to learn a lot more.
I mean, I hope it's not as bad.
Oh, what a simpler time. I mean, for us, but apparently not for the actors. Sad. Anyways, I hope next time we talk about what's going on in the group chat, we'll have more positive news.
I know.
This week,
guys,
was really rough.
I'm very sorry that the what's in the group chat this week is depressing AF.
But this is what's going on.
At least we're honest and we're talking about things that we're actually talking about.
Oh, and we didn't even talk about Princess Kate and where she's actually been, which is also just so sad.
Let me just say that everyone that spoke out, like making jokes, better feel guilty as hell.
I mean, nobody saw this coming. So sad.
Okay, I'm sorry. Everyone knew it was a medical thing. Like, everyone knew that she would, like, disappear. Like, obviously, she was dealing with something personal. Like,
I know. Leave her alone. Leave her alone.
Like, I was watching all the TikTok conspiracy. Okay, the biggest TikTok conspiracy that I saw was that Prince William was, like, abusing her. And she, like, he, like, hurt her too bad one argument and was in the hospital because of it. That was, like, the one that I saw going around the most. But I was, like, watching this and I was like, guys, like, can't the woman have some privacy? Clearly, she's going through something. She's not disappearing forever. She has to come back eventually. She'll tell you when she's ready.
Yeah, I was like, wasn't really invested in that whole thing until like the picture came out, where the Photoshop picture that she posted, that was a little bit weird. I was like, okay, why would she do that? And then admit to it. Like, I don't know. That part was like a little, that's the only time I was like, that's
I mean, weird. Poor woman like is not like a celebrity. You know, she's not like a... she's not like a Hollywood celebrity who like...
yeah, but she has publicists and agents. Like,
100%.
She should have never posted anything, but whatever.
100%. The fact that she manages her own Instagram account, I'm shocked.
She probably doesn't. Like, she probably doesn't.
No publicist got that photo and was like, yes, this looks great to post after 2 months of hiding.
Yeah. And then like the picture that came out of her walking in the farmer's market, I was like, that really doesn't look like Kate. But I guess it was her. She just lost a lot of weight. Miskina, like poor girl.
I just wish her a speedy recovery. I hope she and her family get through this and she's healthy and like, ugh, that's it. Like,
cancer is the devil.
It's the worst thing that exists. Like, it's on this planet. Like, we can't control it. Like, everyone's been affected by it one way or another. And so like, we just want to make sure that she gets better. Like, I'm like happy no one is like coming out with more conspiracies about the situation. It's like,
and hopefully this teaches everybody a lesson to just like be nice.
Mind your
business.
Why is
the internet is so mean? Stop tearing people down. Stop.
The internet's a mean place and TikTok's meaner.
Ugh, it really is. Hopefully they do ban it. On that note.
I don't think it's going to get banned. I think that they're like an American company is going to acquire it. Okay, the last thing I'll say and then we'll wrap this up.
Yeah.
I understand both perspectives. I understand that China's a communist country. They're not like a country that like we have the best of terms with, that we can trust, and that, you know, uses everything to the benefit of the world. Like, they care mostly about themselves and whatever. Like, that's a whole other situation. And I understand from the American perspective, like, wanting to make sure that all of the, like, the data, the power that this app has on society is controlled by, or not even controlled, but is managed by, like...
Yeah, but that's scary too.
An American... No, but like, it's scarier.
Facebook is scary the way that they manage and flag.
100%. And I see the other side where people is like, oh, well, like, why? Like, America wants to now, like, control because they're scared that, like, we're talking to each other and we're having raw conversations and that, like, they can't control what we're saying. And, like, we're protesting for things and they can't stop us from congregating. Like, I see both sides completely, but, like, in the greater scheme of things, for, like, the safety of this country and, like, of the future generation, it's scary what's going on, going on TikTok sometimes. And it's also scary that like in China, for example, their TikTok, right? They don't call it TikTok, but their TikTok is educating.
Yeah, it's much different.
It's educating the younger generation, giving them inspirational, positive videos. Meanwhile, here in America, it's like, it literally like causing a divide.
Yeah, it's dark.
But I understand from TikTok's perspective as a business, not wanting to give up their IP and their algorithm and their proprietary information, because if they have to legally sell their business, then it puts them as a company at risk. So I see both sides. I like TikTok as an app. I just agree that it's become a bit too much. And like, I mean, there's going to have to be some sort of change and it will pass. Like it's already been approved. Like the only way that it'll get stopped is if Biden vetoes it, which I highly doubt he'll do, because he already said he's going to pass it.
Hopefully we can report back on what happens next time.
Next time. All right, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed the segment of What's in the Group Chat.
It's been fun. Hopefully it'll be fun, actually fun next time. Hope you enjoy.
Hopefully it'll be positive fun next time. And Sen, you're going to be here in a few weeks and then we can film in person.
Yay. We have to make sure it's during the day this time because we have good lighting.
Okay, guys.
All righty. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.